The Education and Training Show on Stray Extra.
It's the Education and Training Show here on Stray Extra, and we're back at St Aidan's and St John Fisher's Associated Sixth Form. They're here with us every month to talk about different issues and topics that relate to students, and we always get the students involved. Today is no different. We have four wonderful students and a teacher. So do you want to just introduce yourself? I'll go around the table. Hello, what's your name?
Hi, my name's Jake.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Joe.
I'm Stella.
I'm Eloise.
And I'm Miss Booth, one of the senior tutors in the sixth form.
Fantastic. Welcome to Stray Extra. So today we're talking about exam stress. It's exam season. We've all been through it. We've all been there. So what can we do to alleviate the stress? What do teachers do to help the students along through this part of their education? So, Joe, we will come to you. What is stress?
Well, we looked at stress in psychology, and basically it's when the brain thinks it can't cope with the situation. It used to be really important when humans lived in the wild because it would help decide whether to fight a predator or just run away. But now we live in a world without predators, so we stress about having too many responsibilities, not enough control, or what other people think of us. Actually, long-term stress can be really quite bad for you because it can make you likely to get ill, make it harder to learn things, and damage your memory. So it's especially bad for students. So if you're worrying about exams, you need to make sure you're in control of things. Do just as much work as you need to, so you can have as much confidence as possible and you won't stress as much and hopefully you'll do better.
That's really interesting. Really interesting stuff. It's good that you know about that and you understand where stress comes from. So, Eloise, I'll come to you. How do you find that stress manifests itself in students at exam times?
Stress affects different people in different ways. Some people find it a motivating thing, work a lot harder, have a much healthier lifestyle during exams, but for others it's quite a different thing. People just shut down and try and ignore the problem. They procrastinate a lot. They live unhealthy lives. They just ignore their revision. So it's very important to deal with stress in a good way.
Fantastic. So, Jake, let's come to you. So how can you keep a feeling of control during your revision and exams? Because sometimes you can feel a little bit here, there and everywhere with your revisions. So how can you deal with that?
I think control can be gained through making your own personal revision plan, your own timetable based on what works best for you. So this means you can make short revision sessions into your schedule so you don't have to give up everything else you do just for revision. It's also probably a good idea to share your timetable with your parents so they can help you stay motivated because, it's often quite hard to motivate yourself. In psychology, we actually learned that short revision sessions with lots of breaks is better than long ones with few breaks. It's been proven to keep productivity high and avoid boredom and distractions and stuff. Also, cramming doesn't work. I learned that the hard way last year. And, you need to start revision from an early point.
Yeah, absolutely. And preparation is key. Absolutely. So, Stella, do you have some techniques? What revision techniques do you have that can help you feel prepared for exams?
I'd say, nearly everyone writes notes when they have to revise for their exams. And one of the most important things with writing notes is using a variety of different sources. Because if you just use one textbook and just copy that out word for word, you're not going to learn anything. So if you have to sort of gather the information first and then write it all down and write out what you need to know, it's much more effective when you're learning it. And then some people learn in different ways. Like some people read over their notes and some people like to stick them around their house or, on their door, around their bedroom. So they're sort of always there. So there's quite a few different ways you can do it. And then I think as it comes close to the exam, it's really important that you sort of do the things that you are going to have to be doing in the exam. So past papers, essay plans and essay writing in time conditions, just so when you get to the exam, it's not a sudden change and you're used to what you already have to do.
Absolutely, some really good advice there. So, Joe, let's come back to you. How have your subject teachers helped you to manage the pressure of exams?
Well, there's a variety of different ways. Teachers give lots of different sites of support, like homework in the style of exams, and looking at past papers and learning about mark schemes, because the mark schemes are really useful for knowing sort of what to write and what get marks. Also, revision sessions at lunch times, after school, and recap lessons at the end of the year are really useful, just to get a bit of extra. And looking at past papers is really useful, actually, because it helps build confidence because you learn what the exam papers look like and how it feels. So when you get to the actual thing, it's much less intimidating.
You all seem so under so much control with your revision. It's great. I was not like this at all. So in sixth form here, I understand that you've got something called senior tutors. Can you tell me about their role in helping to prepare you for exams? Eloise?
Senior tutors are away, even though in the big sixth form like this one, you get the personal help that you might need during exams. So they are like a member of staff, and they have around 60 students that they're in control of. And so if you've got any problems, any stress with exams, you can go and speak to your senior tutor and have one-on-one advice. They can help you keep motivated, help you with planning your revision, speak to any teachers if you've got problems with coursework, anything like that. So it's like individual help if you've got problems.
Great stuff. So is lifestyle an important factor in managing stress, Jake?
Yeah, definitely. Physical effects of stress hormones are important to take into account. If you keep your body healthy as well as your mind, you're less likely to see stress's impacts like illness, like immunosuppression, which we've also learned about. A little bit of exercise will give your good hormones a little boost, and even just a bit of fresh air on a walk will make you feel more calm. Sleep's also important. The average teenager needs about 9 hours sleep a night, and this amount should be met so you can remain focused and motivated throughout the day. It also helps you if you have a positive mindset. So I think if you can keep, if you can, you should treat the exams as a challenge to meet rather than an ever-facing difficult obstacle to overcome.
Absolutely. So when it comes to the big day, on the big day of an exam, you wake up. What can you do to minimise nerves, Stella?
I think one of the most important things is getting up on time. Like, make sure you've got an alarm on, you know what time you need to be in school, because there's nothing worse than rushing. And then once you're up, to have like a good filling breakfast so that you're not hungry, and it's really embarrassing when your tummy rumbles in an exam. it's easier to concentrate when you're not thinking about your next meal. And also probably just not talking too much to your friends just before the exam about the subjects and stuff. You know, there's nothing you can do to change it now. If you haven't covered this certain topic, there's no point trying to cram it in with your friend 5 minutes before. So that's about it.
All great advice. Fantastic. So we're going to come to one of the teachers. We've got Miss Booth. Hello.
Hello.
So you're a senior tutor. What's the biggest issue for students at exam time?
I think, like Eloise said, stress can manifest itself in lots of different ways. But what we see with students, especially in year 13, is there's a certain amount of pressure to get the grades that they've been predicted, to get their place at university. Often students are resitting exams from the year before to try and just get some extra points. So it's just suddenly all comes at once, and there's a huge deal of sort of prioritising work, not knowing what to do first, not knowing what to do on that certain day, if the exam is that day, but also there's another exam the next day. So what we can help with is just things like helping to prioritise tasks, but also helping to offer some perspective, which I think can be really difficult for students facing the huge amount of pressure of needing to get to their next destination, whilst also keeping the focus on the exam on that day as well.
So what advice do you give to students to manage their stress?
Like the students have said, I think they've come up with some excellent methods, but we reiterate those sorts of things, like having a timetable, making sure that every part of the day there's some work time, but also there's some rest time, getting lots of sleep. Like Jake said, the average student does need 9 hours sleep, but a lot of our students come in on buses and they're getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning, meaning you should be really stopping work at 8 or 9 o'clock and not working later than that in the evening. I would always suggest splitting the day into three parts, morning, afternoon, evening, and making sure on one part of that day there is some rest or there is some relaxation time. I've sat down with students and done a timetable where we've factored in just watching a sitcom for half an hour or going out and having some fresh air and making sure there is some rest time, and also there is some perspective as well.
Yeah, you need that time just to kind of reset your mind a little bit.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what support is in place at the sixth form to help with this? What support do you give?
So like Eloise said, the senior tutor is in charge of around 60 to 70 students. So it's on a much smaller scale than ahead of year. So we do know all our students well. We have an office, we have space where you can come and talk to us. There is one-to-one support available where we can offer that time, you know, to put a timetable together. We can be your advocate. So we are there to act on behalf of the students, to go to their subject teachers and ask for extra resources, set up meetings with subject teachers if they need a bit of extra catch-up. In more sort of severe cases of anxiety or stress, we can also offer mentoring support. We're really lucky in that we have a great pastoral system at both sites, where we do employ people specifically to offer mentoring and coaching who are trained in dealing with anxiety and stress disorders. If there is a particular issue with accessing the exam itself, you know, sometimes the big exam hall can cause a lot of anxiety and stress for students. We can move where that student sits their exam, so they can sit the exam in a smaller room. in a room where they can have allocated rest breaks, where they can have sips of water. There's a lot we can do to make that experience a lot less intimidating. For every student during year 12 in their tutorial sessions with their senior tutor, they do cover study skills. So we have careers advice, we have people coming in from the outside, from universities, who will train the students in how to manage this experience when it comes along. So right from the start of the sixth form, there's a lot we can do to sort of get that mindset there for when it does need to be there for exam time, and to put that coaching and that training in place. Also, generally, we're just there to maintain that motivation and just to help students focus on the end goal, which is getting to really where they want to be. We do personal statements and we do the UCAS applications in the first term of year 13. But then I think it's important to keep reminding the students of, you know, where this is all going and really where they really want to be, whilst at the same time offering the support they need to get there.
Well, that is all really valuable advice. Guys, thank you so much. I think you deserve a round of applause. Give yourself a clap. Well done. Really great advice. Thank you very much. And if you've missed any of that, or if you want to listen again and make some notes, then you can go to strayextra.com. The podcast will be there to download. Thanks very much.
The Education and Training Show on Stray Extra.